Creepy is proud to be a part of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. This podcast and the 31 Days of Horror is made possible thanks to our patrons. So please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons: Lizzie Love, Eating Hot Dogs in Fetal Position, Studio Oyashiro, Doyle Booth, Shaquille Worthy, Graham Nicholson, Stephanie Reeder, and Louis N. Our patrons make this show possible. That's why, for all of October 2019, new patrons at the $5 and above level get, in addition to their regular rewards, a limited edition Creepy Podcast refrigerator magnet. So for $5, you get the shout-out, early commercial-free access to all new episodes and past episodes, immediate access to over 400 Patreon-exclusive episodes, 4 new bonus episodes every week, and a limited edition Creepy refrigerator magnet. If you'd like to see how you can support this podcast and get rewards on top of rewards for doing so, please check out patreon.com/creepypod. Now.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The 31 Days of Horror, Day 24, When the Halloween Decorations Start Bleeding. Written by Life is Strange, Me Too, and narrated by Nate Dufort.
Am I going to be charged with murder? The detective sighed, did not answer. His eyes were tired, haunted. Just help us get to the bottom of this, he said. Okay, I answered. I'll do my best. I could hear the tremor in my voice. I hadn't stopped shaking since it happened. I'd had a strong drink to settle my nerves. It hadn't worked. Let's start at the beginning, said the detective. You were having a Halloween party. Yeah, I said. We do it every year. We take turns hosting. The whole block participates. This year, it was our turn. So you're the one who set up the decorations? Yeah, I said. Oh God, that sounds bad, but it wasn't just me. It was lots of people. I was mostly just supervising. Can you give me a list of who all was involved? I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. Just give me a moment to calm down. I can give you a list. That's okay. We can come back to that. Okay. So, who was it that set up the scarecrow? It was me, I said. But I didn't do that. I set it up the night before. Someone must have come in during the night and... Oh, God. The room swayed, and my breath came sharp and fast. My heart ratcheted up its pace to breakneck speed, and darkness began to close in around my vision. Hey, the detective said, just calm down. You're hyperventilating. Take long, calm breaths. I did as he said. My heart slowed, but the panic remained. Thanks, I said. Do you think you can keep going? He asked. Yeah, I said. Just give me a minute. My body convulsed with tremors, but in a few minutes, it settled down to a mild shaking in my hands. I gulped down a hard knot in my throat. Okay, I said. I'm ready. So the scarecrow, the detective prompted. The word filled me with dread. The scarecrow, I repeated numbly. It's a Halloween tradition. The neighbor said as much. You destroy it every year? Yeah, I said. It's usually filled with candy and straw, like a piñata. The kids beat it with sticks, and everyone has a good time. I don't understand. God, why would someone do that? It's too early to speculate, said the detective. Right now, we're just gathering the facts. When did you notice that something was wrong? Well, right away I noticed that the scarecrow wasn't coming apart as easily as it should have been. But I just thought that I'd put it together too well, so I grabbed a stick and, yes, I took a swing. The detective leaned forward. And then what happened? My shoulders slumped. My mouth was cottony and dry. And then, I said, the scarecrow began to bleed. And there was a pregnant pause. The detective's eyes bored into mine, willing me to continue. He said nothing. And I had to fill the silence. It fell over, I said. The hat came off and we saw that it was a body. What happened then? The kids started screaming. One girl started it, the Oakley girl, I think, and then they all went off. We, the other parents and I, we pulled them all away. We called the police and, well, that's it, and you know the rest. The detective scribbled his last note and closed the fold-top notebook he'd been writing in. His eyes were hard, dull gray stone, impossible to read. When he spoke again, his words were measured, careful. His voice was soft. What interests me, Mr. Johnson, he said, is that you haven't asked about your wife. The question caught me completely off guard. My wife, I said. She's out of town. Oh, God, she's going to freak out when she finds out about what happened. She hates the block Halloween party enough as it is. Your wife is out of town? Prodded the detective. The question poked a fresh wound. Yes, I said, forgetting my fear in a moment of irritation. She and my son are spending the holiday with her parents in Virginia. That seems strange, the detective said. A family spending a holiday apart? I got the feeling he knew more than he was letting on. Have you talked to her? I said. I'd like to hear your side. My wife and I are going through a rough patch right now, I said, but I don't see why this is relevant. It's our job to gather all the information, he said. Then we can decide what is and is not relevant. Why was your wife not spending the holiday with you? I sighed. I wasn't proud of it, but I was getting flustered. I could feel hot blood racing to my face. We're separated, I said. Why is that? It's personal. Your wife said it was related to infidelity. So you have talked to her? Yes. Fine, I said. You know, I cheated on my wife. I destroyed our family. It's all my fault. Now, I've had a hell of a day, so if you don't mind, can you please tell me what the fuck this has to do with anything? The detective paused. He spoke softly. Your wife is in police custody, Mr. Johnson. What? I'm sorry to have to tell you this, he said, but she's rendered a full confession. A full confession for what? What the hell are you talking about? It happens occasionally in cases of separation, he said. One party feels the need to punish the other. Unfortunately, the children are sometimes used as a tool to that end. The realization hit me like a punch to the gut. The room swam. Bile rose in my throat. Oh, God, I gasped. Oh, God, no. I'm afraid we have positively identified the remains as belonging to your son, Ben, he said. A scream died in my throat. I blacked out.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license. Some rights reserved, unless otherwise stated.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.